power connection.
My Auntie Daphne will know all the details about JPS and the new guaranteed standards set by the OER, so I'm going to go see her now, eat some Sunday dinner, and get all the info I need for my paper. I'll talk to you when I get back to my room. Zane? Look a bit.
Tony, come now, the table ready. I'm glad you decided to visit me for Sunday dinner. It's a good thing, I always cook extra.
Well, you're always complaining that I don't visit often enough, and since I need to talk with you, I decided today was a good day to do just that.
Okay, you want to talk before or after we eat?
Let's talk after. It's long time I eat your cooking, and I made sure I came hungry.
All right, bow your head, let's bless the meal.
Boy, Auntie Daphne, I forgot how good your cooking tasted. Man, that was really good.
If you stop staying at your room on campus and come here more often, you wouldn't forget. And you wouldn't look like you and your belly in a malice.
All right, Auntie D, I promise I'll visit more often.
Well, all right then. So is what you want to talk about, Tony? I hope it's not no girl child you get pregnant, you know?
No, man, Auntie D, nothing like that. I need your help with an assignment.
Assignment? What kind of assignment?
Well, I'm sure you know about the OER's determination notice that outlined the JPS guaranteed standards. Them have some more items that will start to attract automatic compensation effective this June.
Well, yes, I do. But what does that have to do with the assignment?
Everything. Because I've been assigned to write a paper on the JPS guaranteed standards, Auntie.
Well, that's very good. At least the work you're doing at school is current and practical.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. But is what you think you're talking to, Dwayne?
Sorry, Auntie D. I meant... Yes, it is.
So how can I be of assistance with you on this assignment now?
Auntie, I know that there were some guaranteed standards that were automatic before, and that four more will become automatic as of June 1, 2015.
That is correct.
I also know that there are some others that will become automatic after June.
That is also correct.
Those are the ones I needed to clarify for me, Auntie, because I have to get a good grade on this assignment.
You in trouble with your grades, Tony? Is Tella telling me you're failing at school?
No, man, Auntie D, nothing like that. Actually, I have to get a good grade because my classmates know I have an auntie who well informed about the things happening at JPS.
Well, now I'm understanding. So, all right. Five more guaranteed standards will become automatic January 1, 2016 and another four in June 2016.
Okay, Auntie. Tell me about the five for January. And remember, I'm writing, so talk slow.
Okay, first one. JPS will, as of January 1, 2016, have to produce and send off the first bill after supply is connected within 40 days of connection or the customer get automatic compensation.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Also, JPS must notify customers of a meter change within 1 billion period of the change as of January 1. If they do not do that, the compensation will be automatic. When them send the notice, it must give the date of the change, the meter readings at the time of change, reason for change, and serial number of the new meter.
Yeah, man. Like that. That sounds good.
There is also a guaranteed standard in regards to service disruption that will become effective that time too.
Service disruption, Auntie?
Yes, where all requirements have been satisfied by both JPS and the customer. Service to existing JPS customers must not be disrupted for more than 3 hours to facilitate transmission to the RAMIS system, that is Jorge Hem High, or the compensation will be automatic.
Well, Auntie D, that is three so far, and they are significant. Seems like JPS have them work out for them.
Yes, they do. And JPS is very happy about it because they know it will mean better service for them customers, which will lead to a stronger and healthier relationship between them and them customers, which that is what them want to happen.
Yeah, like that too.
The last one for January have to do with complex connection to supply. As the name suggests, it is complex, so listen good.
Okay. I'm listening.
So now, this have to do with persons who apply to connect to the JPS system, but them not close to the JPS line. So listen carefully now, child. Open up your university ears and listen. If the person is between 30 meter to 100 meter of a existing JPS line, within 10 days of the application, JPS are asked to give the person a estimate of the work to be done, and connection must happen within 30 working days after the person pay for the work that is to be done. If that not happen, then bam! Automatic compensation. Also, if the person who is applying is even further away from the JPS line, like say 101 meter to 250 meter, JPS has to give an estimate to the person within 15 working days, and the connection must be done within 40 working days after the payment, or the compensation is what? Automatic.
Okay. All right, Auntie Daphne, my good. I got shell assignment.
Shell? How are you talking about? Where you come from with that word? Shell?
Join us again next time for another in the series, Power Connection, brought to you by the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, changing lives with our energy.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.